And are you currently an investigator for the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office?
I am. I'm a sergeant in investigations.
How long have you been in that position?
Since October of 2004.
Tell us what that position involves.
Most investigators with the DA's office are assigned to specialties and or specific teams. I was specifically assigned to the Special Victims Unit downtown for several years, and then recently with changes of assignments, I'm out of the West Jordan office, but my primary caseload is still special victims. So special victims as a whole for that time.
Tell us what special victims relates to in that area.
A majority of my cases are crimes involving child sexual abuse, physical abuse, and child death.
Is your current position a certified full-time peace officer position?
Yes, it is.
Prior to coming to the district attorney's office, where were you employed?
Sandy City Police Department.
How many years were you at Sandy Police Department?
I was initially hired by them in a Category 2 position, I guess you would call it, in October of 1991 and became a certified police officer in March of 1994.
How many total years of law enforcement experience do you have?
18.
And how many of those years have been involved in investigations?
15.
During your experience in law enforcement, have you been trained specially in child abuse cases of all kinds?
Yes.
Have you investigated cases involving various types of child abuse?
A majority of my cases in the 15 years are various kinds of child abuse.
Have you also trained others in the field of child abuse?
Yes, I have.
Give us just a brief example.
I was part of a research study that was done on child forensic interviewing out of the National Institute of Child Health and Development. The research went on for 3 years, and that was from 1997 to 2000. Since that time, me and a group of others have trained several people, law enforcement, child protective services in Utah, other states, the Army, the Air Force, and different branches of the military on how to forensic interview children.
And maybe we should have you explain, what is forensic interviewing? What does that mean?
To summarize it would be to obtain information from children without adding information or anything to their knowledge about what happened. So it's for us to learn from them, not for them to learn from us. Avoid using suggestive questions, and also to get accurate accounts of things that have happened.